For BSC Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's basketball team had a four-game winning streak snapped this past weekend, lost last Friday at Duluth. The Beavers' Caden Hart joins us next on BSC Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
If you want the fastest internet speeds available and at an affordable rate, then you want GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications. Get fiber optic fast internet up to a gigabit per second. That's up to 80 times faster than cable. Plus, you can add PBTV, unlimited local and long-distance phone service, and all new GigaZone customers can get GigaZone Wi-Fi free for the first 6 months. To find out more, visit paulbunyan.net. It's the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
For BSC Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. The Beaver men's basketball team lost last Friday night at Duluth, snapping a four-game winning streak. Beavers lost 73-57. Came back the next night, knocked off St. Cloud State 91-82. Beavers have been dealing with injuries, limiting them to about seven healthy bodies. One of those is Caden Hart. Hasn't seen a ton of time on the court so far, but what time he was on the court this past weekend, he put to good use.
It feels good to, you know, get a little time, you know, putting in all the work the past couple of years and finally getting a little bit of reward getting in there and giving everything I got.
Beavers back at home this weekend. They'll host MSU Moorhead and Northern State. The Dragons on Friday night at 7:30. Northern State's Wolves at 5:30 then on Saturday. Catch both games following the women's games right here on the Beaver Radio Network. With a win last Saturday, the Beavers now 8-4 overall, 5-3 in league play. And the Beavers at home this weekend to take on the Dragons and Wolves. That's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.